Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for April 13th, 2012.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
You can think of the early Earth as a completely alien planet. I mean, the sun was fainter back then. There was no plants, no trees, no grass.
Upon exposure to visible light, the color changes back to neutral and the material is being self-healed.
It's essentially a completely different world.
This week, new insights into 2 billion-year-old raindrops and what science is revealing about the artwork of Leonardo da Vinci and Vincent van Gogh. But first, Suzanne Bard says researchers have discovered the holy grail of material science, plastics that can repair themselves.
Plastic has transformed modern life, but it's not known for its durability. Now, researchers at the University of Mississippi have designed a type of plastic that not only senses when it's been damaged, but repairs itself. Materials scientist Marek Urban and his team have added tiny molecular bridges to the chemical chains that make up plastic. If the plastic is scratched, these bridges change color, alerting the user.
And upon exposure to visible light, the color changes back to neutral, and the material is being self-healed.
He says the technology has a broad range of possible applications, from refreshing your scratched cell phone to improving aircraft safety.
From the environmental point of view, you'd like to have more sustainability. From a safety point of view, you'd like to have materials that will be able to self-repair. So the main advantage is the ability to self-repair, sense it, and then return to its original state.
Thanks for that report, Suzanne. When you think of fossils, dinosaurs, and other prehistoric animals probably come to mind. But there are many other kinds of fossils, including fossilized impressions of raindrops. Science reporter Justin Warner tells us what scientists are learning from these remarkable specimens.
Believe it or not, some fossils contain impressions of raindrops that fell eons ago. Astrobiologist Sanjoy Soom of NASA's Ames Research Center has been studying some of the oldest, dating back 2.7 billion years. Soom explains how these prehistoric raindrops left the permanent mark.
It's actually quite incredible that they've been preserved so well for so long. And so the way it worked is that the raindrops fell onto volcanic ash, and then that ash was draped by a very thin but very resistant layer of ash. And all that was covered again by more ash.
While at the University of Washington, Soom decided to study the raindrop impressions to learn about the early Earth.
You can think of the early Earth as a completely alien planet. I mean, the sun was fainter back then. There was no plants, no trees, no grass. There was no oxygen, so you couldn't breathe. So it's essentially a completely different world.
The question at hand was how dense the atmosphere was back then. He explains that if the air was denser 2.7 billion years ago, then raindrops at the time would have fallen more slowly than they do today.
And thus the raindrop impressions would be smaller. Versus if the air pressure was thin, then the drops would be falling faster and the imprints would be larger.
So his team compared the fossilized raindrop impressions to new ones, which they made in a tray of similar volcanic ash.
We had a very fancy lab, which was the stairwell of the building, and I had an undergraduate helper who was on the 7th floor, who was releasing droplets of known size using a pipette. So I was catching the raindrops in the basement while they were being released on the 7th floor, and that height is enough for the drops to reach their terminal velocity.
Their experiment suggests that the atmospheric pressure in this era was actually much closer to today's than we thought. Soom says that comparing conditions on the young Earth to the present may help us make predictions about planets beyond the solar system and their potential for harboring life.
Thanks, Justin. Just as iron mixes with oxygen to form rust, fiber in paper bonds with oxygen to form compounds called chromophores. These are what make old paper documents and artwork look yellow. A famous example is the self-portrait of Leonardo da Vinci. But there are many kinds of chromophores, and only some cause a problem. Now, in the journal Physical Review Letters, scientists finally describe the chemistry of the paper yellowing perpetrators. The discovery could lead to new techniques to restore antique papers and artwork. In other art-related news, many Vincent van Gogh paintings depict showy sunflowers with multiple rows of yellow, petal-like florets around the outside. Common sunflowers have just one row. Now, scientists report in the journal PLOS Genetics that they've found the gene responsible for the flashy flowers. Understanding the genetic basis for this trait could help scientists develop new varieties of the plant optimized for seed production or ornamental gardening. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll tell you why having a deeper voice could garner a politician more votes, and what music and speech have in common when it comes to conveying emotion. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, we'll send you a fabulous Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.